speedbuilders.com. Officer, you were part of the surveillance team at this particular hotel, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Where were you making your observations from at this hotel?
At that point, I was across the street from the hotel.
Were there occupants of a particular room with your surveillance team making these observations?
There was one officer in the parking lot area closer to the room. There was also an officer in a room across from 522.
Now, do you know if that room was directly across from 522?
Yes, it is.
Now, you had a couple of individuals who you were surveilling other than Mr. Santos, is that correct?
Correct.
Do you know who they are?
Yes.
And who were they?
A gentleman by the name of Gilbert Winter and a friend of his, Michael Farley.
These are individuals that you have known from past contacts, is that correct?
Yes, we had some information that there may be some narcotic dealing going on in connection with them at the hotel, and they had some prior connections with narcotics.
Did you yourself observe Mr. Santos to approach room...
No.
522?
No.
You were told that by someone else?
Correct.
Who was that?
Detective Pipes was in the room of observation at the time that he saw that. Detective Phillips was in the parking lot area and saw Mr. Santos arrive and leave.
Did you yourself not see him arrive at the location?
No.
Where were you at the time that you were given information about Mr. Santos?
I was directly across the street just north of the hotel.
Were you in an unmarked police unit?
Yes.
And were you just making surveillance observing the hotel itself?
Yes, the entrances and the exits.
Do you remember what was indicated to you about Mr. Santos? Strike that. I take it you were told by one of the other officers that Mr. Santos was leaving the area. Is that correct?
Correct. It was radio communications.
And do you remember what was indicated to you about Mr. Santos?
A physical description, a description of the vehicle, and the fact that he was carrying a small clutch-type bag.
Was it indicated to you how long he was in the room?
I believe it was. I was given the information the subject had entered the room, and given the information the subject is now leaving.
And do you recall how long that was?
I recall that it wasn't very long. I may have noted that in my report, if I could refer to it.
Please, if it will refresh your recollection.
Yes, it will. Yes, I noted in my report that he was in there for approximately 30 minutes.
Now, I see, looking at your report, that the 30 minutes appears to be put in pen. Is that correct?
Yes.
As opposed to typewritten?
Yes, it does.
Is that something you probably added a little bit later after preparing the report?
No, it's probably a correction of a typographical error.
Now, did you actually see Mr. Santos enter the wine vehicle?
No.
You picked him up at a later point, is that correct?
As he was leaving the grounds, yes.
And was that because you couldn't see him from your vantage point?
Correct.
At what point did you see him in his vehicle?
As he was leaving the grounds exiting.
As he was exiting the hotel parking lot?
Yes.
And was there anyone with you in your vehicle?
No.
Was anyone else following him at that time other than yourself?
I was being assisted by Sergeant Boylan from ID Tech.
Was he also in a marked unit?
Yes, he was in another unit.
Now, you followed Mr. Santos for a while, is that correct?
Correct.
How far do you think you followed him for?
2 miles, maybe 2.5.
And was Officer Boylan behind you at this time?
I believe Officer Boylan was in the lead of the point position in the beginning and later took it over.
Now, at some point you observed a vehicle code violation by Mr. Santos, is that correct?
Correct.
And you relayed this to a patrol unit?
Correct.
A marked patrol unit?
Correct.
Do you recall who that was?
Officer Starn.
At what point in your pursuit of Mr. Santos did you notice that vehicle code violation?
That would be around the 2 to 2.5 mile point that I had mentioned it.
Do you recall any other violations at that time?
No.
Did you request that Officer Starn stop Mr. Santos' vehicle?
Yes.
And did he do that?
Yes.
And do you recall at what point he did that?
He was in the area. It was almost immediately.
All right. Now, how long was it before you got to Mr. Santos' vehicle after it was stopped by Officer Starn?
Could have been 30 minutes.
Let me rephrase that. You asked Officer Starn to stop the vehicle for the vehicle code violation, is that correct?
Correct.
Did it then take you 30 minutes to get to that point?
No, I was parked back from where the car stop was made and watching the scene.
I see. Do you know where Officer Boylan was at that time?
Yes, he was with me.
So you were both sitting back observing the events. Is that correct?
Correct.
And how far away were you?
Maybe a half block.
And you observed the events for approximately 30 minutes, is that correct?
I would say about 30 minutes on the outside, yes, sir.
Now, do you have any personal knowledge of what Officer Starn was doing for those 30 minutes?
I was in communications with Officer Starn. He was advising me of the events on his radio.
And do you recall what he indicated to you?
He indicated that Mr. Santos had no license in his possession and no identification in his possession.
And did you indicate to Officer Starn that he should arrest Mr. Santos?
Yes, I did.
And that was for the vehicle code violations?
Yes.
Now, while you were following Mr. Santos, prior to contacting Officer Starn, do you recall the traffic conditions?
I would say they were moderate to heavy.
And what time of day was that?
7 o'clock in the evening.